Dear young lady, have you ever planted anything? Wait, keep your answer. It's a clue to what this letter is about, and you'd need that answer as we go along. Now think about your favorite bread maker. Chances are, if you like bread, you'd buy from any good shop wherever you find yourself, but over the years, there may be that one you keep buying over and over. Let's talk about that one. I can guess a few things that made you stick with the brand after your first purchase. The bread may have been soft, thick, and probably smelled good too. Sometimes you eat the first couple of slices, but not because you're hungry at the time, but just for the satisfaction of the freshness of that bread, especially if you bought it hot. If after several months of enjoying this brand of bread, you suddenly chewed a stone on your second bite, you're likely to give an excuse. After getting over your immediate irritation, of course. You've recommended this bread to so many people that you can vouch for their quality. So maybe it was an accidental batch. You know, mistakes happen. Now, you're likely to stop buying that bread altogether if you keep cracking stones like a miner with subsequent purchases, especially after giving the suppliers the feedback and it didn't change. Your months or even years of loyal consumption had to end. You may have 99 problems, but cracking stones in a bread shouldn't be one. This letter is about consistency. Now, I'm one of those watch a movie but pick 5,000 lessons from me people. I learned from everything around me, and I recently watched The Woman King. I quite enjoyed it too. There was a scene where one of the female warriors, Izoge, had a tense standoff with a male warrior. They had a double-edged sword wedged in between their shoulders as they both walked daringly towards each other, the sword piercing into their skin with each step. Whoever caved in to the enormity of the ripping pain lost. Blood trickling down both warriors' shoulders, Izoge, the female warrior, won. Her staying power was bigger than the pain she endured. I told this intense story to say one thing. There's no consistency without endurance. It's why not a lot of race starters make it to the end. Finishing can be hard. Your age range is rather notorious for quitting. It's said that millennials are the microwave generation, but your generation? I don't even know how to describe. Maybe I'd say magic wand generation. If you're not being promoted on your first day on the new job, you're already hunting for another one. I asked you earlier, if you remember, if you've ever planted anything. Now, even if you haven't, with so many trees around you, you can easily conclude that the trees had the chance to grow because they stayed planted in the soil. One thing you should know about trees and plants is that not everyone grows at the same time. You can plant a corn seed and a mango seed right this minute, and from 60 days, you're about to harvest your corn, but your mango will test your patience for at least 5 years. Some species can even take 8 years. A lot of times, you look at your quick sprouting contemporaries and you immediately hate yourself for not even showing any sign of stem appearing from the soil. Sis, that your mango seed that you're comparing to the corn has a capacity to become a big tree that not just gives fruits year after year, but also becomes a shelter for people to sit under. You may enjoy your roasted corn this harvest season, but that plant can hardly make it to the next harvest season before it dies. So it doesn't matter that someone is doing better than you right now. Your journey is different. When I started my business in 2014, I was flat broke. I was a naive young girl who had an exaggerated hobby. I could only make picture frames at the time, and I had only a handful of customers. One time, my landlord even locked me out of a small office I rented then because I couldn't afford to renew my rent. As of today, in 2022, we're handling businesses in 8 digits, operating out of a 2-story multifunctional office space with people working in the business in different departments. I've not been told this to my face, but I'm sure I'm a wonder to a number of people that saw me start this unlikely business at that time. Their biggest wonder is probably how I've stayed with it through all these years. Now it's definitely the grace of God, I tell you. But the grace of God without the consistency of man is waste. Now let me burst my own bubble. I'm not writing to you from the position of a pro. In all honesty, we're all learning on this journey. Consistency is one thing that you keep learning over and over again, and consistency in one thing may cause you to be inconsistent in another area of your life. One of the most asked questions from successful people, especially women, is how they balance all they do. Balance is a myth. It's tough to maintain an even scale across every touch point, but I'm careful to say this so you don't take it as your excuse for non-productivity. It's not the same thing. You may not be winning every battle, but are you at least winning some? You need a lot of God in this journey, I must admit. A bigger force than you can ever imagine pulling you along when you get to the end of your capacity, because you will. And often too. There's a scripture in Proverbs 21:31 that says, "The horse is prepared for the day of the battle, but help is of the Lord." Sometimes even your best, meticulously planned processes will fail. Been there, done that, taking a trophy. Being a starter is good, but being a finisher is better. Only those that stay planted bear fruit. Only those that finish the race win trophies. Now, who know they quiz, they collect trophy. Let me bring this home as I conclude this letter. Before you quit that job because it's not giving, wait. Before you move out of that relationship because of a period of discord, wait. Before you check out of that business because someone else is doing better than you, for now, wait. Give your seed a chance to grow before you uproot it. Sometimes you're closer to the diamonds than you think you are. You just need to dig a little more. Now, please know that this doesn't apply to every situation, but I won't go into all of that in this letter. This is my 14th letter to you, and I'm always curious to know if you listen all the way to the end. Leave a thumbs up emoji after your comment on this post if you did, so that I know that you listened to the end, all right? It'd be a little secret. Remember, you can send me a message if you want. I'm rooting for you. Okay? Your sister. Banke.